Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
720 WGN. Got some dogs playing in the background, and they're very happy because I'm talking to Steve Dale. And oh, there's music, too. Boy, this is a full-service show. Okay, Steve Dale's Pet World. So here's my question.
Yeah.
I have a dog, which we took from a shelter, few years old, female. I have not done anything in particular to train the dog. I haven't seen the need to yet. And you know the weather we've had lately, right? Rain. Lot of rain. And the rain doesn't bother her, and the thunder doesn't bother her, and all that kind of stuff doesn't bother her. But there weren't any real, for a couple of days, there weren't any gaps in the schedule to sort of take her out, if you will, to do the things she needs to do. I mean, and she'd go to the, I'd open the door and she'd look out there and she'd see the rain and she'd go, forget it, and just turn around and walk back in. But the deal is, there were no accidents, so to speak, if you know what I'm getting at, in the house for like 2.5-3 days. And then finally, when there was a break in the weather and we went out, yeah, all the business was taken care of. How is that possible? It's my question. I mean, I thought dogs usually, what? Have accidents. That's the term. But she was like, nothing bothered her, which I'm like, somebody must have really done the job in housebreaking her, because I was really obviously amazed because I'm asking you about it.
Well, this isn't a house training issue so much as your dog. What's your dog's name?
Luna.
Luna ought to be renamed to Super Bladder.
Well, I'm not just talking about the bladder.
And yes, I guess
yes.
That.
Yeah, okay.
But I can't completely explain that. In theory, yes, a younger dog
right.
can go 24 hours, at least many can. But
yeah.
Like us, their bladders are only so either your dog was incredibly dehydrated and didn't drink at all.
No.
I cannot, John. You got me there. I totally can't explain that.
Okay.
So that doesn't happen again, because that's not healthy. So what I would do is to work with your dog to go piddle and everything else in the rain.
Yeah, probably. But she doesn't she doesn't like going outside in the rain.
A lot of dogs don't, and that's a smart dog, I suppose.
I mean, I suppose if I really took her out there, she'd do it, but...
Yeah, so you can do is pretend she's a puppy, take her out there at a time when, in theory, you think she has to go, and play with her first. Make it fun to be out in the rain, which means, I'm sorry, you get wet. But
okay.
It'd be a good time to be out in the rain, but give her treats, make it a party. And then, with all that movement, in theory, will go. And if you encourage her to sniff, that will help, too.
Yes, indeed. Well, okay, thank you, doctor. I'll try that the next time the need arises. Okay, back to Steve Dale talking about, you wanted to talk about a dog show. You got a story here about how you were, wait a minute, you also mentioned something about maybe being arrested. Where do you want to start?
I could talk about the Great American Dog Show.
Okay.
It's going to be like a dog show that's not been ever in Chicago, as far as I know, or in the Chicago area, because two things. First of all, it'll be outdoors.
Really?
At Contigny Park in Wheaton.
Wow.
September 5th through 7th. That's a beautiful, big park.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So big that the dogs in the dog show, they have more room. So what the people who are organizing the dog show have decided to do, and this is the first time also for this, is you can bring your dog. If you have a dog that's a well-socialized dog and is okay with other dogs, other people, you can bring your dog to the dog show. And your dog can get expert advice from those. But we've all been to dog shows and we've seen the agility, the obstacle
course. Oh, yeah, dog, sure. Yeah.
Or we've seen lure coursing or rally or other dog sports. Well, they have trainers there that are the real pros that will actually work with your dog. What's more, you get to take a beautiful walk with your dog as a part of this dog show. So you could walk around the dog show park and get free food samples and other things. Maybe you buy a great-looking outfit for the winter from a vendor and or buy a different kind of food or treat you want to try. And,
right.
and you could walk around these vendors with your dog. But what's more, you could walk around the entire park. In fact, there's a beautiful walk called the dog walk that you can do with your dog that will raise money for anti-cruelty. So this is a dog show like we've never seen, or at least I've never seen, in Chicago. It's, again, September 5th through 7th at Cantigny Park in Wheaton, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And greatamericandogshow.com to learn more.
Wow. That does sound fantastic. Now, moving on from that. You were arrested?
No. I might have been. So I'm driving along. I'm running errands. This was last week. It was 92 or 93 degrees that day. And I see a beautiful dog, a Brittany, tied out a coffee house on the near north side. And I was going to the dry cleaner. I thought, you know, this is sad. But sadly, you see that all too often. So I assumed they would come out any minute to get their dog. So I went to go to the dry cleaner, and actually I couldn't find parking. So I kept driving and went right back around in a circle and went right back to the coffee shop where this dog was still outside. So by now, maybe 5-6 minutes had passed. It wasn't that much time, but long enough if it's 92 degrees. Besides, I don't know how long the dog had been tied out there even before I saw the dog. So I go inside the coffee house and I say, "Is this your dog? Is this anyone's dog?" And there are only maybe a dozen people in the coffee house, and it's not a big place. It's a little neighborhood place, and nobody answered me. I went up to most everyone in there. I said, "Is that your dog out there? That Brittany out there? Is that yours?" And people shook their head. "No, not mine." I got some water, took the water outside for the dog. I'm petting the dog, talking to the dog. The dog is a happy dog, you know, and then these two other women come by individually with their own dogs. They're just walking their dogs. And they stop and they say they could tell that this somehow they could tell this wasn't my dog, but it was tied up outside. And they asked what was going on. I told them, and they're taking pictures of the dog. And one of these ladies, and by now 20 minutes, maybe more, has passed by, goes inside the coffee house, does the same thing, asks everybody, "Is this your dog?" And brings out more water for the dog. Meanwhile, I'm FaceTiming my wife, asking her, "Okay, what do you think I should do?" Because no identification on the dog whatsoever. No rabies tag on this dog at all, which is unlawful. And by the way, technically, we see it all the time in the city, John, but it's actually against the law to tie out a dog in front of a coffee house or wherever. It's actually against the law. I know that because I wrote it into the law in the Chicago Animal Control Act. So I know that for a fact. So meanwhile, I'm thinking about what to do. You know, I said, "Okay, we're coming up on a half hour. It's 92, 93 degrees outside. I am, if these people don't come out in a couple minutes, I'm going to take this dog. I'm going to take this dog, and I'm going to go to the local a local veterinarian, see if they could scan the dog for a microchip. If it doesn't have a microchip, or they have not registered the microchip, which unfortunately people don't do sometimes, then I'm just going to take the dog home because I can't stand seeing this dog out here. And it's such a beautiful dog. And it was a Brittany. A Brittany changed my life, actually. I wouldn't be doing what I do now if it wasn't for Brittany." So as I'm FaceTiming my wife, now maybe it's 25, 30 minutes that have gone by, these two guys come out and they look at the people around their dog and they begin to untie. I said, "Is this your dog?" And they say, "Yes." And we barrage them, the three of us, these two Good Samaritan ladies and myself. "You know, there's no identification on this dog. You know, you tied up your dog in 90 degree weather. If it's hot for us, it's even hotter for dogs. And we go on and on and on, and they just quickly, very quickly, walk away embarrassed. Their tails were tucked between their legs. But still, you know, this dog could have gotten heat stroke in theory. So should I have taken this dog? And I thought, you know what, I wish I would have offered the guy, like, here's $1,000. I don't carry $1,000, but I'll get you $1,000 if you give me your dog. But I didn't think of that. Probably he wouldn't do it, or they wouldn't do it, the two people who had the dog. So, John, what would you do in that circumstance?
Well, first of all, where were these two people? You went inside and you went into this coffee house and asked if that dog belonged to anyone, and no one responded. So where did they appear from? Where were they?
They were inside the coffee house and either had headphones on or ignored me. Because they couldn't, first of all, you know me, my voice isn't always, I'm not always real soft. I said, does anyone here have a dog, you know? And I went up to individual people, probably them. I don't know, but I can't answer that question. I don't know. Maybe they just thought the dog was fine out there. I don't know.
What would I do? I'd do exactly what you did, and it's lucky that those two guys came out, because another 5 or 10 minutes, I'd have been gone with the dog.
Yeah. I hear, you know, so is it theft or a rescue? And I wrote that.
I don't know. I'll sort that out when that time comes. But, you know, first of all, let's talk about the safety of the dog. Then you can accuse me of theft, or you can say, hey, you rescue. Whatever you want to do after that is fine with me, as long as the dog's taken care of. I mean, that's the point, right?
Amen. I totally agree. And in fact, the one of the, what do you call it? It's not a pastor. It's a clergy. I forget his title. With the Chicago Police Department.
Chaplain. He's a chaplain.
Thank you. So that's exactly what he is. And he wrote on Facebook, he said, you know, Steve, first of all, you never would have been arrested by the police for this. You would have been doing the right thing. And secondly, someone I know above and beyond is on your side. So it made me think, I wish I would have taken this dog, because if he says, the Almighty said it was okay, then it's okay by me.
Well, we're going to take a break and be back. But, you know, hopefully it was a wake-up call for the owners of that dog. We'll be back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, 852 with John Landecker, and wrapping up this hour with Steve Dale. And we got about 4 minutes, Steve, for you to do whatever you want, or perhaps update the feline infectious article that you have on stevedalepetworld.com?
I would love to talk about that. So,
all right.
FIP, or feline infectious peritonitis in cats, had always thought to have been fatal, and it was, previous to 2019, when an antiviral was discovered to deal with this previously fatal disease. Now, FIP is caused by a mutation of the coronavirus, the feline coronavirus in cats. Now, today, post-2020 in the pandemic, most people are familiar with the term coronavirus. Coronaviruses are species-specific. However, this drug really did seem to work, and in fact, I had the honor of making an announcement at the University of California, Davis School of Veterinary Medicine in 2019 that now we've got a drug that really does work, and FIP is no longer considered fatal, but now considered treatable. And I look up, and these hardened veterinary researchers had tears in their eyes. You know, the room was filled with that from all over the world. Fast forward the clock a little bit. The pandemic hits. Our government had no idea what to do. Limited number of antivirals, and those we tried apparently didn't work. They looked at the published studies done about cats and said, I wonder if we can use the same drug. We know coronaviruses are species specific, but we're desperate. Let's give it a try. The name of that drug, Remdesivir. And Remdesivir has been used to treat thousands and thousands of people, saving lives of people with COVID-19. That would not have happened if it wasn't for cats, wasn't for the nonprofit organization, the Every Cat Health Foundation, which funded these studies, and one particular researcher, Dr. Niels Petersen. Now, there's something else I want to say about it. I just thought that story is amazing.
It is.
But one more thing, FIP is still out there. It's now considered treatable. Companies in the U.S. have stepped up to the plate, and we've got these drugs. But treating this, are there likely side effects? Is there likely going to be an impact that happens over a course of time? And there's something happening. I don't have time to explain it all here with FIP in cats in Cyprus, of all places, that could be hugely disconcerting for people, actually, as well as for cats. All of that will be talked about at a symposium at Colorado State University College of Veterinary Medicine in conjunction with the Every Cat Health Foundation called Has Persistence Cured FIP, What We Know So Far? And while you can go to Colorado State University to attend all this in Fort Collins, you can also attend online virtually. Go to everycat.org. If you're a cat lover, this will probably be of interest to you. If you're a cat lover and you know what FIP is, sadly, you know, you may have had to deal with it before these drugs came out. We'll explain what the good news is. We'll explain concerns. And we will offer an absolute update on everything you want to know about feline infectious peritonitis. And that's everycat.org to learn more.
Steve Dale, you do great work. Thank you for coming on. Always appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Was I okay?
I knew you were going to do that. Yes, and please don't text me afterwards asking me again. Thank you. There he goes, Steve Dale. Everybody, when you see him, tell him he did okay.